I am Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our daily community meditation, where today we're talking about put God in remembrance. We're going to be taking a look at this passage of scripture from Isaiah 43, verses 25 through 26, where God says that he blots out our transgressions and our sins. He does it not for our sakes, he does it for his own sake. And then he says to put him into remembrance so that we may be proved innocent. That we may be proved right or worthy. It's a pretty fascinating passage of scripture. Lately, I've been thinking about, we've been thinking about this idea of remembrance, about how communion is this opportunity to stir up our remembrance. Jesus says, as often as you do this, remember me. So communion is this opportunity to stir the sacrifice of Jesus, this new covenant, into our remembrance. And I believe as we come to the table together with God, it also begins to put God into remembrance of us as well. And why is he saying, let's put me into remembrance so that I can prove you innocent? Why? Because he's rolled away all those sins. He's cleansed us of all those sins if we're in Christ. So it's a good thing to put him into remembrance about our past and to put those things into motion and remember that when we take communion. But first of all, why are we taking communion every day? Jesus says, like I said, as often as you do this, remember me. It helps us to abide in him so that our lives produce much fruit. The Apostle Paul says, every time we take communion, we're proclaiming the death of Jesus, which in the case of a will, or especially in an inheritance, in our case, nothing happens until you prove the death. So when we're proclaiming the death of Jesus through communion, we're putting God into remembrance about this death of Jesus that made us right and righteous and holy in God's sight. It activates all of those benefits in the inheritance. It can serve as this marker in time where we receive these promises from God. But it's important every time we take it to take it with the fear of the Lord, just that honor and reverence and awe for God, just taking it with joy and delight every single time. It's this truly amazing moment to combine these spiritual principles of the sacrifice of Jesus, stirring it into our mind and imagination and remembrance, and pairing it with something physical that we actually do in the juice and the cracker, unites our entire spirit, soul, and body together. Now, it's also lately in this year of 2022, we've been putting in some workout advice. We've got a daily communion workout that goes along with what we've been doing here as well, because I truly believe physical exercise is one of the greatest ways to practice exercising your faith, to practice seeing this grace from God flowing through us, to practically experience that flowing in your life, to receive that grace from him and experience him doing the work in the workout. So we're going to get started with prayer here. If you're new to us here, the way that we do these daily communion meditations is we start with about a 2-minute long prayer. That's mostly scripture coming from Ephesians chapter 1 and the prayer of Jabez found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. And then we take a few minutes to do the other half of prayer and to examine ourselves before our time of communion for today. But let's get started with the prayer. Heavenly Father, I pray for all those who are watching or listening, their families, all those connected to them, and all of our church and governmental leaders. Thank you for releasing us from darkness, transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. I thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. And Father, I keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we would know you better, that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe, the same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand in heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Father, I ask you to bless us, to make your face shine upon us and let us find grace and favor in your eyes. I ask you to expand our borders and our territory, expand our capacity to receive your purpose and grace, your love and your goodness, and to let it flow through us so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world. ask you to send us opportunities to do good and be a blessing today. And help us be sensitive to those opportunities. And to keep your hand on us and help us do today what's right and best in your eyes. And to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. We ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus, amen. All right, so we're going to go through the other half of prayer. That's what we talk about. Let's make today a masterpiece. This is a time to examine ourselves. Are we making today a masterpiece? Because really, when it all comes down to it, moving forward, gaining traction on where we really want to go in life, it all comes down to making today, this day today, a masterpiece, because it's always called today. This is where we talk about executing our four fundamentals and bringing some presence and some energy and some excitement and joy into these four things. Number one, getting positioned in the light. And then number two, we're going to magnify that light, make it bigger or greater. Then we're going to stay tuned in today for God's leading and direction. And finally, take action on those things that we know to do and do them together in partnership with God today. So our first one, let's get positioned in the light first. This is the on-off switch. There's no in-between. We're either positioned in the light or we're in darkness. To be positioned in the light is to be positioned in humility and forgiveness, where we receive that forgiveness and love from God. It begins to flow through us. We walk in forgiveness with ourselves, and we begin to forgive others. It's flowing through all three levels. To be positioned in the light is to be positioned in love, externally focused. How can I do good? How can I be a blessing today? And one of the easiest ways to keep your positioning in the light is to stay positioned in gratitude and praise. And remember, every day you got to keep repositioning yourself back into the light every single day. That has to happen every single day. And when you take your position in the light, that's where all the good stuff is. God has given you access by his grace to everything he has. His spirit and power and presence, his love, his peace, his joy. Got the mind of Christ. You've got his health and energy, his time and finances. You become part of his family. You've got his purpose to walk out for your life. It's all in the light. So first we're going to take our position, and then we're going to start to magnify this light to make it bigger and greater. As we begin to magnify that light, it begins to expand the capacity and gives God a bigger area to work and flow through us in our lives. It also gets it more rooted and established in our hearts. So we become more fixed and consistent and immovable when the issues and pressures of life come at us. And to magnify, it's all about what we're focused on. It's all about where our attention is. To magnify, it's about what we're thinking about, what we're talking about, what we're meditating on throughout the day. So to magnify the light, we can magnify God's word. Thinking about it, talking about it, studying it diligently. To magnify his unfailing love and his faithfulness and his mighty works. That nothing's impossible for him. We can magnify our righteousness in Christ. We got right standing with God. We can put God in remembrance. We can stir that into our own remembrance today. We've got right standing with God. We are right with him because of what Jesus did. We can magnify every good thing that he put within us. Got this treasure in earthen vessels and jars of clay. And just stay focused on all the things that are going well, all the things that are lovely and just and true and praiseworthy. The wins that you had for today. Now, this is not denying that there's issues or problems. It's simply choosing to bring them into the light and to magnify God as bigger than the problems and choosing not to magnify the problems and make them bigger than they really are. But he does give us the choice. We could choose not to do any of this. We could choose to stay positioned in darkness and keep magnifying, stay focused on darkness all throughout the day. We could stay focused on staying stuck in pride and rebellion, insisting on doing our things our own way, refusing to change and repent. We can stay stuck in bitterness and resentment and contempt for people. We can stay stuck looking out for ourselves. We could be just so focused on the issues and the problems rather than staying focused on God. We can stay stuck in the past. We could be living in the future when God, his grace is right here in the present moment today, ready to flow through you today. And finally, I think a lot of us can fall into this category here. We're just trying to do life without God, trying to figure it all out without God, which is so much more stressful. This is where we got to recognize those symptoms. When we're positioned in darkness, when we're magnifying darkness, there might be the tendency to retaliate at people, to try to get back at people, to withhold things from people, good that you know you could do or should be doing. Might be the tendency to withdraw your presence or give them the silent treatment or avoid them, just not talk to them. Then on the inside, you'll feel that heaviness and that pressure, like all the weight sitting on you. Might feel hopeless, like you're trapped or you're stuck. Your energy levels begin to go down. Then emotionally, there's the fear and stress and worry, the dread of the future, confusion about what to do or which direction to take. And as you stay positioned in this consistently, there's these vicious cycles, these bad patterns that just begin to develop. But when you're in the light, there's this rest in your soul. You take your position and you begin to experience that rest in your soul. And the more you magnify that light, the more, the greater you're going to experience this all flowing through you. You can experience it flowing through you at greater and greater levels. So you're going to get this rest in your soul. When you rest, God goes to work. He starts to flow. His mind and his wisdom and his spirit and his power and his love and his peace and his joy all just begins to flow. His energy begins to flow. And now everything feels free and easy and effortless and energizing. You've got peace and joy and hope. You got the mind of Christ flowing through you. He just begins to effortlessly set you free, breaking you free from bad habits, bad patterns, vicious cycles that maybe you've been stuck in for a while. And if all this weren't enough, he gives us this amazing gift of grace. We ever get off track, just takes a moment to turn it right back around. Because one of the biggest challenges I think we all face is keeping our positioning all throughout the day. To keep our position and our attention and our focus in the right place. Things tend to pull us off track. And as we get more and more skilled with this, we get good at recognizing it and turning it back around quickly. So how do you do it? You humble yourself, number one. Father, forgive me. I missed it. I got focused on the wrong thing. Whatever it was. You humble yourself, you receive that forgiveness from him. You give yourself grace, you forgive yourself in the middle. If you need to reconcile with anybody else, you humble yourself and you say you're sorry, you repent, you forgive, whatever needs to happen to have that peace in that relationship. We want peace with God, peace within yourself, peace in your relationship with other people. And then you start praising and thanking God for his love and his grace, and he's more than enough. And all of a sudden, it just begins to flow again. You feel those energy levels rise up and that peace and joy just begin to wash over you on the inside. His love just begins to wash over you on the inside. And then we got to stay tuned in today. You take your position in the light. He's trying to lead you and he's trying to guide you. He's trying to take you to this beautiful place. But we got to stay tuned in for his leading each day. One of the ways I like to do this that I found the most helpful for me is with a journal at night before bed. I like to start by getting positioned in the light with gratitude first. What am I grateful for today? And then I start to magnify that light. What are the ways I saw God coming through today? What were my wins for today? What are the things that went well today? And then I'll ask this question, God, what were you trying to show me today? What did I learn today? I'll kind of reflect and think back over the last day. And whatever comes into my mind, just begin to write it down. Whether you think it was God or not, just begin to write it down. And day by day, just start to record your journey with God. If you got questions about some things you're not sure on yet, just ask him. He wants to show you. He eagerly desires to help you and to show you. If you're ever unsure, just ask him. Then the final thing I like to do is to plan my upcoming day with God. So I like to plan it the night before. What do I know to do the next day? And I'll ask God, God, what's on your plan for tomorrow? Is there anything that you know that's on your to-do list, anything in your conscience, anything you've been procrastinating on, anything that you have a leading or excitement to do? What do you know to do today? Not the things that you're uncertain of or unsure on just yet. What do you know to do? Let's write out your plan. Let's wake up like a kid on Christmas morning with expectation for the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. I'm going to make today a masterpiece. And how am I going to do it? By staying connected to the Master. I'm going to make today a masterpiece by staying connected to the Master. I'm going to wake up and I'm going to start executing that plan. I'm going to do it with a willing heart, with a good attitude, in full confidence in God. He's right there with me, helping me to execute those things. And as things come up in the day, issues and problems or course corrections or whatever it may be, I'm just going to stay plugged in. I'm going to stay tuned in to God. If I ever feel like I get disconnected, I can slow down for a second, stir up my remembrance of him being with me again. That's why communion is such a valuable part of our day, each day. And as you do this, this grace just begins to flow through you. And his grace beautifies. And beauty is attractive and magnetic. It begins to draw and to pull more and more of everything God has for you into your life. As you get better and better at this, it's like you build a bigger and stronger magnet in your life. So let's take a look at this verse today. By putting God in remembrance. This is Isaiah 43, verses 25 and 26. I believe this is the ESV version, the English Standard Version. This is God talking. He says, I, God, I am he who blots out your transgressions for my own sake. Now notice, he didn't wipe away our sins for our sakes, although we got the benefit. He wiped away our sins for his own sake. I will not remember your sins. So he's not going to remember your sins. So think about this for a second. If he's not going to remember your sins, but you put him into remembrance, what's he going to remember? He's going to remember the good things. He's going to remember who you are in Christ, the righteousness that has been given to you in Christ. He's washed away your sins. He says, I blotted out your sins for my own sake so that I don't have to remember them anymore. Love keeps no record of wrongs. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Love keeps no record of wrongs. I blotted out your sins for my own sake. I'm choosing not to focus on them. I'm erasing them. I'm getting rid of them for my own sake, he says. And I'm not going to remember them. And then it's this interesting duality. Put me into remembrance. Put me into remembrance. Now that I don't remember those things anymore, put me into remembrance. Let's remember the good things. Let's remember that you are right with me. Set forth your case, that you are righteous in Christ, that you may be proved right. Put God into remembrance. Let's argue this case together. Set forth your case about being righteous in Christ, that you may be proved to be right. So Jesus says, as often as you take communion, as often as you do this, remember me. And I believe there's two sides of this happening. When we come together with God to take this communion, it's like we're joining together with him. Common union, communion. We're developing this union, this bond with him, this new covenant, this partnership with him. As we stir up our remembrance of the sacrifice of Jesus, and it stirs up God's remembrance of who we are in Christ. Now we've got this new covenant that comes together, and we could be proved right. Argue your case with him, you'll be proved right. Put him in remembrance. So Father, we're just so thankful for this. This is an amazing gift. Thank you for blotting out our sins and transgressions for your own sake, and that you don't remember them anymore. Love keeps no record of wrongs. And today as we take communion, we're putting you into remembrance, setting forth our case that because of this body and blood of Jesus, we've been made right with you. And we are so thankful for that. We thank you that on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and said, "This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And he said, take it, receive it, that he makes you right and holy and perfect in God's sight. Let's put him into remembrance today so that we can be proved right, because he wiped all that away. Wiped all the past away. Thank you, Lord. Just thinking about this. This is also something I think for us to grow in with other people. Sometimes we hold the things that people have done to us. Maybe we forgive, but we're still holding on to them a little bit on the inside. We still remember them, the things that maybe they did to us. And this is how God chooses to handle things. We got to become more and more like him. We're supposed to imitate him like little children. Becoming more like him, putting these things out of our remembrance. in our relationship with other people. So, Father, we thank you for this bread and ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. So after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, "This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many." It's that forgiveness of sins, blots out our transgressions, brings us into the light. We can have this new covenant, this partnership with God. Father, we thank you for this cup. And ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your juice, you can take your juice. All right. Let's talk about some workout stuff. In our daily communion workout, you'll see a couple sections on there. If you get on our email list at the Abundant Life Training Center, you go to the Abundant Life Blueprint page. You see a place where you can sign up for our email list where you get the daily communion emails along with the daily communion workout emailed to you. And on that workout, you're going to see a couple sections. And in the second section there, where we get into the actual weightlifting, you're going to see an exercise called dumbbell or barbell snatch. It's basically taking a weight from down below your knees and taking it up over your head. And the goal is to do it quickly. The snatch is a very fast lift. The goal is speed. So don't necessarily have to go super heavy. The goal is to wake up and to activate the body with speed on this exercise. So don't focus on going super heavy. Just focus on being fast. One of the things I believe we all need to restore to our body, especially as people get older, is the ability to move with speed again. I've seen this over and over training clients in the gym. The people lose their speed as they get older, but it can be restored if you just start consistently training it and practicing it. Now, if you're a true beginner with fitness, I don't think you should be doing this at all. You can see a section just on general fitness. I would tell you, just only do the general fitness section on there until you're really good at squats and push-ups and sit-ups. Maybe you can do some pull-ups. Get really good at that section. It only takes about 10 minutes a day. And then at a certain point, you can start adding the weightlifting in. And one of the first things we do is the dumbbell or barbell snatch. Focus on good technique and good speed. If you're not comfortable with it or you don't have the equipment to do this, a very easy substitution you can just do with boxing or punching. Just focus on a few combinations of punches and focus on being fast. Very simple substitution you can do. Just focus on punching and doing it with good speed and snap to the punches. And you can just do a few rounds of a few combinations of punches just to simulate that speed that we're getting there. But speed, we got to focus on activating the body, moving the body with speed, one of the greatest ways to activate the body. But I hope this has been helpful for you. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, our goal is to help our partners get this implemented in their lives, to help each other. Our partners help me all the time too, to help each other implement this successfully into our lives. But I look forward to seeing you on our next daily communion meditation.